One of the most influential conductors of his generation, Leopold Stokowski was, at the same time, one of the most controversial. Called both a genius and a charlatan, Maestro Stokowski was a visionary showman who captivated audiences with his passion for music and his dedication to sharing his music with the public. Earlier this year, the Curtis Institute of Music transferred the majority of its fine Stokowski collection to the University of Pennsylvania Library. A collection of hundreds of orchestrations, transcriptions, recordings, letters, photographs, and other items, it was Stokowski's wish that the collection be devoted to the advancement of fine music for the continued enjoyment of music enthusiasts throughout the United States. To mark the transfer of the Stokowski collection, the Friends of the Library, in conjunction with the Music Department at the University of Pennsylvania, presented a day of activities entitled Leopold Stokowski, Making Music Matter, a celebration of the life and work of Maestro Stokowski held on April 15th of 1998, just 3 days before what would have been the maestro's 116th birthday. One of these events was a symposium featuring a presentation by Bernard Jacobson, program annotator and musicologist of the Philadelphia Orchestra during the tenure of Maestro Ricardo Muti, and a panel discussion entitled Music Making with a Maestro, with five men who had close musical ties with Maestro Stokowski, former Philadelphia Orchestra members John Delancey, Mason Jones, and Sol Schoenbach, record producer Howard Scott, and Stuart Warko, who was the general manager of the American Symphony Orchestra during the year Stokowski was there.